From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron is facing the wrath of his own side in Parliament Wednesday, where he's standing up to defend a deal to keep Britain in the European Union that was savaged by many of his fellow Conservatives and the Eurosceptic press. Cameron has all but fired the starting gun for a membership referendum by throwing his weight behind a reform plan presented by the European Council President Donald Tusk Tuesday, and the battle lines are being clearly drawn. Speaking at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, Jean-Claude Juncker said the proposals due to be put to a key summit this month were fair for Britain and its 27 partners.
I've always said I wanted the UK to remain a member of the European Union on the basis of a fair deal. The settlement that has been proposed is fair for the UK and fair for the other 27 member states. It's also fair for the European Parliament. The European Parliament has a key stake in the process and a crucial role to play.
Many British newspapers, meanwhile, trashed the deal, dubbing it as a farce and a joke or a delusion, underlining the struggle Cameron faces to convince doubters. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that his country's military will not stop its airstrikes in Syria until terrorist organizations there are defeated. His comments came as the United Nations tried to keep its fragile Syrian peace talks in Geneva moving forward, a day after in which neither government or opposition delegation held a formal session with UN envoy Stefan de Mistura. Russia has come up under Western criticism for its air campaign in Syria, saying it focuses on opposition fighters instead of militants. Russia denies. VOA News. Japan and South Korea joined the United States Wednesday in demanding that North Korea cancel its plans to send a long-range rocket into space. They say the launch would violate United Nations resolutions banning ballistic missile and nuclear weapon development in the country. North Korea notified UN agencies late Tuesday of its plans to launch what it calls an Earth observation satellite sometime between February 8th and the 25th. The United States and the European Union have struck a new deal regulating cross-Atlantic data transfers after a European court struck down a previous agreement in October. The European Justice Commissioner, Vera Genova, announced the move on Tuesday, saying she expects the deal to take effect in about 3 months. She said the deal marks the first time the United States has given the European Union binding assurances that public officials' access to personal information will be subject to clear limits, safeguards, and oversight. The High Court in Australia has thrown out a challenge to the country's offshore detention policy. It's a setback for opponents of the controversial program. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney that a panel of judges rejected a case brought by lawyers for a Bangladeshi detainee.
Lawyers argued it was illegal for the Australian government to fund and run the offshore camps. Acting for a Bangladeshi woman brought to Australia for medical treatment, they took their case to the High Court in Canberra, where they had hoped to have the offshore detention system declared unlawful. However, after months of deliberation, the judges decided that offshore processing of asylum seekers was valid under the Constitution. The ruling means more than 250 migrants, including dozens of babies and children, are likely to be sent from Australia to Nauru. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar visits Egypt Wednesday to urge Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to support the implementation of the peace agreement signed last August to end the South Sudan conflict. Last week, leaders at the African Union summit in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa expressed disappointment with the rebels and the South Sudan government for the lack of progress in implementing the agreement. Rescuers searched Wednesday for 10 soldiers feared buried in an avalanche in India's remote Himalayas near the de facto border with Pakistan, according to an army spokesman. The spokesman continued to say that the soldiers were hit while on duty at a post on a glacier at an altitude of 5,800 meters. Rescue operations are underway by specialized teams of the Army and Air Force to rescue the soldiers. The operations are being closely monitored. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.